College.
Kansaland Radio.
We're ready to go in our final game of the night here, the Thunder Classic. Earlier tonight, it was a big win for Atchison over Jackson Heights, 70-54. And now in our nightcap, D-Ball Central in Marysville. Games on Thursday here in this tournament. Atchison will play St. Mary's Academy, and D-Ball Central and Hiawatha will meet up. That should be a big one on Thursday night at 7:30. D-Ball Central in their home white uniforms with purple numerals. They'll go from right to left in this first half. Marysville in their road black. They'll go from left to right with white numerals trimmed in red here in half number one. Jesperson steps in the, actually that's Williams steps in the center circle for Marysville, and Kurt Beck in the center circle for Nemaha Central. So, 8 minutes are on the clock. Our head referee Kurt Losey tonight. Veteran officiating crew. Should be a fun one. And here we go. Opening tap is going to be controlled by Marysville. Sam Jesperson will control it out on top for the Bulldogs as Nemaha Central starts in a man-to-man. Jack Lauer out right of the forecourt. Holds on to the basketball and hands it back off to Jesperson, who dribbled it out near the timeline. Back right side of the floor to Lauer. Between the rings to Williams. Williams and Peyton Smith, the two guys that have some varsity experience. Here's a three by Lauer. He's another guy with varsity experience, and he drills a triple right away. 3-0 start for Marysville. 7:30 to go in the first quarter. Marysville also going to be in a man-to-man. This is Kurt Beck dribbling a handoff to Sam McWilliams. Now Carter Lue. He's got a ton of varsity experience, as do the two Beck twins. McWilliams out on top. Gives it right side of the floor to Marcus Beck. Marcus to the baseline. Goes up and under and lays it off the window and in. So Marcus Beck gets the scoring started for Nemaha Central. 3-2, Marysville. Yeah, Nemaha Central, a team that is scoring with the best of them. Peyton Smith tries to get a back cut to Lauer, but it's going to be off of Lauer and out of bounds. The first turnover for the Bulldogs. Nemaha Central's led in scoring by Curtis Beck. He averages 19, almost 20 a game. Marcus Beck, not far behind, 14 points tonight. Here's McWilliams to the baseline. Nice feed inside. Marcus Beck lays it up and in. Back-to-back buckets for Marcus Beck to get the scoring started. And the Thunder lead 4-3. 6:28 to go, first quarter. Peyton Smith drives inside as the ball poked free, lost out of bounds. And it's going to go off his leg and be Nemaha Central basketball. Good defense by Marcus. Right away, Marysville going to bring a substitution in. Rhett Williams, a 6'3 junior. There's a decent amount of varsity experience he gained last year. Checked in. 6:21 to go, first quarter. 4-3, Nemaha Central. The Thunder with the basketball. Marcus back on the wing. Gets a screen. Picks it up. Gives it to Curtis in the middle of the lane. He'll spin. Go over to the left block. Coming in. One. First bucket of the game for Curtis Beck. And he'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. As Jack Lauer picks up the foul. That'll be his first team foul. Kurt to the line. His free throw is in there. Three for Curtis Beck. 7-3. Nemaha Central. 6:06 to go. First quarter. Back Lauer on the right wing. Crosses over on Beck. Has it poked free. The ball loose on the floor. Lauer's got it back. To back out to Williams. To the baseline. This is Rhett Williams. Rhett in trouble. Gets double teamed. Gets it out to Rook. He'll get in the middle of the lane. Left hand layup is in there. Good take by Rook. He's got his first bucket of the night. 7-5, Nemaha Central. 5:42 to go, first quarter. McWilliams on the left wing. Gets to the left side of the floor to Marcus. Al Kurt inside. Spins. Shoots it with the right hand, and they're going to get a travel. First turnover of the night for Nemaha Central. Marysville with the basketball, trailing by two. Lauer out on top, dribble handoff to Rhett Williams, and now they're going to get travel. Little handoff to Lauer, but he didn't get his feet set before he took off. So that's the third turnover for the Bulldogs. Scott Brown, the head coach of Marysville, been there a long time. He's seen a lot of games. He's held a lot of teams. One thing you do know about Marysville is they're always going to have athletes. Dropping back into a 2-3 zone now of the Bulldogs. Cole Hermes with the basketball on the right wing. Now McWilliams, deep right front court. Dribbles with the left hand and hands it up on top to Carter Luke. Turp back in the corner to Marcus. He'll just lay it up and in. Way too easy for Marcus Beck. He's got six. 9-5, Nemaul Central. There's a pass inside. It's not free. Good defense by McWilliams. Turnover number four for the Bulldogs. Quickly the other way. Up on top of the basketball is Marcus. Now loose on the left wing. Dribbles in. Hands it back off to Marcus. Undertaking their time. Hermes now in the left corner. Back to Lutz on the wing. A deep three-pointer. That's too strong. Long rebound. I'll go to Peyton Smith, and here comes Marysville. Lauer across the timeline. Dribbles with the right hand against this pressure. Right corner. This is Rook Williams. Gets to the right elbow. Picks up the dribble. Gets up on top to Peyton Smith. Now right side of the floor. Back out on top to Rook Williams. Brett now in the left corner. Crosses over on McWilliams. Gets to the baseline. Tries to feed it inside, but nobody there. Turned over, and here come the Thunder. Curtis back. Gets to the elbow on the right side of the floor. Gets it back now to McWilliams. In the left corner to Luke. He'll drive baseline. Stop. Kicks into the corner. A three-pointer by Curtis Beck. That's airballed. And the rebound will go to Rook Williams. And here comes Marysville. Lauer on the left wing for the Bulldogs. Backs it up. Nearly had it poked free. Now gets it back. And it is poked free now, but it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Curtis Beck. Willow Tott into the game for Marysville. The freshman back in there. Let's see who else has checked into the game. I believe that is Devin Tomer. Yep, 6'4" junior in there for the first time for Marysville. There's a nice back cut. Otot lays it up and in and one. Beautiful back cut and a nice feed. And Otot got the basket and get a free throw to look to add one. And pull Marysville to within one. Otot, the right-handed shooter, got it. Will complete the three-point play. He's in his first 3 points of the night. So now a turnover the other way. Nemaul Central turns it over for the second time. Now a lot of contact. No whistle, and it's going to be Marysville basketball. 3:17 to go in the first. It's 9-7, Nemaul Central. So the Bulldogs of the basketball down by one, a chance to take their first lead. Out of the right wing, Rook Williams holds on to it. Kicks it off left side of the floor to Otot. He'll get in the middle of the lane and be hit hard and fouled by McWilliams. They're going to call it on the floor. And they're going to call it on McWilliams. So, yeah, it will be his first team foul. Thunder are going to bring in now Cooper Heike, Jr. for the first time. 3:04 to go in the quarter. Brett Williams in the right wing, up on top of Tomer. Now here's a three-pointer by Rook Williams. That's too strong. Rebound, though, into the hands of Rhett, and he gets swatted away by Heike. Ball loose on the floor, and Nemaul Central comes up with it. Numbers up ahead for the Thunder. Luth in the left corner, drives baseline. It's going to be a blocking foul. Close to an offensive foul. We're going to get a blocking foul on Sam Jesperson. That'll be his first. Marysville going to bring in Thomas Behrens, a 6-foot junior. And Lauer also back into the game. So here's Luke to trigger it in from the baseline for the Thunder. Alley-oop pass to Marcus Beck. He lays it up, missed it, got it back. Now he throws it up and in. 8 quick points here in the first quarter for Marcus Beck. The Thunder lead 11-8, 2:30 to go. Left side of the floor, Rhett Williams with the basketball, hands it off to Otot. Tomer now out between the rings, dribbles with the right hand to the wing, picks up the dribble and hands it off to Otot. He'll get to the baseline, a lot of contact. Now Otot reverses dribble and he gets bumped and fouled. Foul's going to be on the floor and it will be against Cole Hermes, his first. Wade Leonard, now a junior, going to come into the game for the Thunder to replace Hermish. 2:16 to go. Marysville will have it from the baseline with Otop the trigger man. Flower backs down. Cross court pass to Williams. A set three. It's too strong. Long offensive rebound to Otop. He'll get in the middle lane. Tries to feed to the baseline, but it's kicked out of bounds. They're going to say tipped by Nemo Central, so it will stay with the Bulldogs. Peyton Smith now going to come into the game for Marysville. He will replace Tomer. .205 to go in the quarter. Marysville with the basketball. Peyton Smith down the left of the head of the circle. Takes another corner to Lauer, and he gets bumped and fouled. Going to be on Carter Luke. That'll be his first. 13 foul. Good pressure by the Thunder, but it's getting a little bit too far up into Marysville, and they're doing a good job of taking the contact and drawing the foul. Brett Williams in the left corner with the basketball for the Bulldogs. Crosses over on Marcus Beck. Spins the middle of the lane. Flicks it up. And in. There's a count and in one. What a move by Rhett Williams. So counts the basket and a chance to complete a three-point play. So Rhett Williams to the line for one. He has not actually made a free throw yet this year, and he misses that one. And now the other way, team official turns it over. Lauer, the other end, stops, missed it, and goes up, and then it gets fouled. So Lauer had the turnover, went to the other end, and he was going to have an easy layup, but he fumbled the basketball, and now he's going to have to earn it from the line. That foul's going to be on Kurt Beck, his first, 14 foul. Lauer, first one, yep. Four for Lauer as Rook Williams going to come back into the game for Rhett. So one more free throw coming for Lauer. Lauer misses or makes both. He's got five. And now Marysville's going to take the lead at 12-11 with 1:47 to go in the first. So Thunder with the basketball, trailing by one. Kurt back in the left corner. Dribbles into the baseline. Now all the way out on top to Luke. Marysville back into a man-to-man. Marcus Beck now. Foul line to Kurt. Drives inside. Flicks a high arcing shot, but it's not there. Rebound to Marysville, and here comes Jefferson. And he has it poked free. Stolen away by Marcus Beck. Marcus drives in. Stops. Hoop shot is in there. 10 points for Marcus Beck. He's got 10 of the 13 for the Thunder, who lead by one, 13-12. 1:10 to go in the first quarter. At a high pace so far. Brett Williams up on top to Behrens. Left side of the floor to Jesperson. Now to the baseline. Pass inside to Smith, and he lays it off the rim and in. First points tonight for Peyton Smith, and a nice feed by Rook Williams. 14-13 Marysville, 45 ticks remaining in the first. Wade Leonard gets bumped, and they'll get a foul on Behrens. That will be his first. 13 foul. .44 ticks to go, and Nemo Central will have it. Right side of the floor, Hike with it. Out of the front court, crosses over, gets all the way into the right corner. A little bit of pressure, and now it's flicked on top and is turned over. Into the hands of Jesperson. Drives off left lane line, they get poked and fouled. Fourth turnover for Nemo Central. And that's going to be the second foul on Carter Luke. So one thing about this Nemo Central team, they are not very deep. Just such a big loss not having Zach Kramer out there at the point guard spot this year. As Jesperson makes the first. As Sam McWilliams and Abe Hilbert, the sophomore, comes into the game for the first time. They replace Lutz and Hike. Second free throw rattles in for Jesperson. So he makes both for his first points of the game. Makes it 16-13 Marysville. Brett Williams back into the game along with Otop for the Bulldogs. 29 seconds to go. The Thunder with the basketball down by three. Wade Leonard with it deep in the right front court. goes behind the back, puts it up on top to Kerbeck. He'll get all the way to the left wing. Now up on top, Leonard, right side to McWilliams. And the right wing to Kurt to Marcus Beck. Hilbert now gets the middle of the lane, and he gets bumped and fouled. A lot of contact, and they get the whistle. It's Hilbert picks up a foul on Will Otai. That'll be his first. 14 foul. 10.2 to go in the first quarter. Leonard, the trigger man, gets it out to Curtis Peck. 8 seconds now. Marcus out on top. Inside to Hilbert, and it goes through his hands. It's taken by Marysville. Off to Jefferson. Shot from 3/4 court, and he gets fouled. He got fouled. It'll be 3 free throws for Sam Jefferson. And they're going to get the foul on Sam McWilliams. That will be his second. And so Sam Jefferson will have 3 free throws with nobody else out on the floor and zeros on the clock. Jefferson just went 2 of 2 from the line. He nails the first. He'll have 2 more. Second one, yes. One more free throw now for Jefferson. Again, no time on the clock. And he misses the third. So 2 for 3 from the line is Jefferson, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. 1 quarter in the books. It's Marysville, 18. Emol Central, 13. Second quarter when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the second quarter, and immediately a charge on Emol Central's Wade Leonard. That will be his first personal and the 18th foul. But with it being an offensive foul, but I'll have some substitutions as Jack Lauer and Cole Hermish going to come back into the game. For Leonard, that was actually his second foul on Leonard, so he's going to come out. And with 7:48 to go in the half, Marysville will have the basketball. Up on top, Otot's got it. Emol Central, a little bit of a zone here. Good defense by McWilliams. Otot in a lot of trouble. Here's a back cut to Lauer. Now inside, Rhett Williams gets blocked away by Beck. Now it's into the hands of Smith. He gets blocked, and it's taken by the Thunder. Great defense by Emol Central on the inside. Up on top, Hilbert. Right side of the floor to Kurt Beck. Pass to the baseline. Tapped out. It'll stay with the Thunder. Pass inside to Kurt Beck. He gets fouled. Fouls starting to pile up for both sides now. That will be on Peyton Smith, his first 15 foul. So here's Hermers to trigger it in. 7:16 to go in the half. Up on top, Marcus Beck drives it left elbow. Now back to back out. Williams, two Beck twins. Hilbert and Hermish to 5 out there. Here's a shot inside, missed by Marcus Beck, but he got bumped and fouled, so we'll have 2 free throws coming. That's going to be on Lauer. That will be his second. So Marcus Beck to the free throw line where he is 10 points so far in the game, knocked down the first. So he'll have one more. Arcus again averages 19 a game for the Thunder. He's already got 12 now here tonight. And he makes both free throws. Quick substitution. Carter Luke's going to check into the game to replace Marcus quickly. So Thunder back to within three with 7:03 to go in the half. And now they're going to play with full court pressure. Little trapping zone here in the backcourt. Jesterson picks up the dribble. Otot now. Gets in near the timeline. Got to get it across and finally flicks away up ahead to Williams. This is Rhett. He gets inside, gets bumped, fouled, counted and one. Second time Rhett Williams has been able to get inside. So he'll cap the basket to give him four, and he'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. Rhett Williams to the line as Marcus Beck comes right back into the game to replace Ava Hilbert, who picked up that foul. That's the actual first make of the year for their miss. That's another miss for Rhett Williams. He's 0 for 2 now tonight. He has not made a free throw yet this season. 20 to 15 is the lead from Marysville. 6:41 to go. Inside, Beck lays it off the front of the rim and in. 5 for Curtis Beck. And 6:33 to go in the half. We're going to foul out on the other end as Nemaw Central was going for a little pressure. That will be whistled on Marcus Beck, just his first. There'll be two shots. It'll be two shots coming for Peyton Smith as Marysville's on the double bonus. Smith's first free throw is off the back rim, too strong. Smith on the year, 43%. Nails the second. He's got three, and that'll make it a 21-17 lead for Marysville with 6:30 to go in the half. Carter Lutz, the other end for Nemaw Central. He gets hit hard and shoved out of bounds. And so that'll be a foul on Marysville. And that will be on Devin Tomer, who's back into the game. That's just his first. And a one-on-one coming up here for Carter Lutz. Lutz will have two, and he's a 64% free throw shooter on the year. Actually, excuse me, that was a one-and-one, but he nails the first to earn the second. So one more coming. Right-handed shooter, tall, lengthy senior makes the second, and Coach John Thomas is going to take a timeout. We'll take this with him. 6:23 to go in the first half. It's 21-19. This is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We'll return here in half a minute on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.623 to go, first half. 2-point lead from Marysville. Emo Central showing full court pressure out of the timeout. Jesperson in the left of the backcourt. Gets it over to Otot, still in the backcourt. Finally just kicks it way up ahead to Barron. And now the ball is going to be stolen away, but back into the hands of Otot, and he gets blocked. Gets it back. Now he goes up and gets fouled as Curtis Beck was kind of leaned over the top of him. And so that'll be the second on Curtis Beck. He was originally straight up, and then he just kept leaning his arms over. And Otot did a good job of going strong into the arm. So now he's got two free throws, but the first one rims out. More free throw for Otot. And he got it. Core for Otak. And we'll have Ferentz check back into the game quickly. Rhett Williams going to have a seat. 6:07 to go in the first half. 22-19 Marysville. Marcus Beck gets it off to Kirk, left of the wing. Up on top, Hermish, right side of the floor to Lutz. There's a three-pointer by Lutz. That's short. Long rebound going to be yanked away by Rook Williams, and now here comes Marysville. Otak, left of the wing. Otak still with it. Bounce kick to right side as Nemo Central's in a 1-2-2 zone. Cross-court pass to Otak. He's got it in the left wing. Cross-court pass again. Now this is the right corner to Rook Williams. He drives all the way inside. Missed the bunny. Got his own rebound and kicks it back to Otak. And he gets bumped from behind. That's going to be number three on Luke. Not a smart play. And Coach Thomas immediately jumps off the bench, not happy. So two shots coming for Otak as, again, the double bonus for the Bulldogs. Yes. The first one's good for Otak. One more as Cooper Hike going to come back into the game for Lutz. And the second free throw is rattled in. So Otak nails both. He's got six. And it makes it 24-19 in favor of the Bulldogs with 5:19 to go in the first half. Marysville is long, they're athletic, and they can all shoot the basketball. They haven't shown their shooting ability much tonight, but they haven't had to. They've gotten to the rim at will. Nick Williams on the right of the floor. Drives inside, and he throws it away. It's actually going to be, tipped out by Nemo Central. That'll be another turnover, their fifth of the game. 5 minutes to go in the half, 24-19 Marysville. The backcourt against pressure again. Otak left of the backcourt. Dribbles with the left hand. Still in the backcourt. And let's kick it up ahead to Williams. Rhett drives inside. Kicks it into the corner. Barron. He'll try a three. It's too strong. Offensive rebound for Smith. He gets tied up, and they're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Marysville. So from the baseline, will be Jesperson to toss it in, the 6'4 senior. Smith on the right corner. Back on top to Barron. Now right side of the floor. Jesperson tries a three. It's banked in. The bank is open for Jesperson. He's got seven. 4:30 to go. The other way. Beck gets a lot of pressure. That's Curtis in trouble. Gets it off to Marcus, and he gets bumped and fouled. So Marcus now is going to go to the free throw line for a 1-1 with 4:21 to go. He'll be on Barron's his second. Free throw, yep. So Marcus earns the bonus. He's got 13, and he is 3-for-3 here in the first half. Second free throw, got it again. So he nails both. He's got 14. And we'll see Jack Lauer come back into the game from Marysville. The Bulldogs lead 27-21, 4:21 to go in the half. So Marysville with the basketball and a 6-point advantage. Jack Lauer hands it off to Jesperson. Gets it back off to Smith. Now Jesperson again to the elbow. Nice pass inside to Smith. He gets hammered and fouled. That'll be on Hike. That will be his first. And it will send Peyton Smith to the free throw line for a pair. Smith 1-for-2 so far here in the first half. Both of those came here in the second quarter. And he nails the first here. So he's got four, and he'll shoot one more. Second one, got it. Smith with five. Rhett Williams back into the game. 4:04 to go in the first half, 29-21 Marysville. 4 minutes to go. Here's Curtis back inside. Flicks the shot off the window. Banks it in. A tough shot, but Kurt Beck got it to go. He's got seven. 29-23 Marysville. 3:49 to go. And here's a steal for Market. Kicked up ahead to McWilliams. He'll drive right lane line. He missed a layup, but the tip dunk is missed by Marcus Beck. So Marysville has it back now in the backcourt. A ton of pressure. Will Otai kicked up ahead. Smith, a right corner three, short. Offensive rebound and a foul going against Otai. Good job by Curtis Beck to get in there. That'll be the second foul on Otai. And it will send Kurt back to the other end for a final 1-1 with 3:31 to go in the half. So Jack Lauer going to come back in. Jefferson going to take a seat. Second foul again on Otot is going to stay out there as of right now. Kurt Beck free throw rattles in. He'll earn the bonus. Free throw shooting contest so far here in the first half. Stolen away by the Thunder. Sixth turnover from Marysville. Williams quickly up ahead. This is Marcus Beck. He'll dribble to the baseline. Go up and under. He missed an open look. Saw loose and now we're going to foul underneath. Going to go on Cole Hermish. That's going to be his second. To the other end we walk for more free throws. My goodness. These are the games you hate as a broadcaster, but can't say the referees aren't doing a good job. They are. So Peyton Smith for two free throws. As that's on Hermish, actually his third. Smith, who's 3 of 4 from the line here in the second quarter. Nails the first. 6 points for Smith. Abe Hilbert going to come into the game to replace Hermish. And so one more free throw now coming for Smith. On the way, and he got them both. 7 for Smith. As Coach Scott Brown continues to bring substitutions in and out. He's going to bring Tomer back in there. And so the Thunder will have it trailing by 7 with under 3 minutes to go in the half. Inside, Kurt Beck spins, shoots, missed it, but there's no offensive foul. And that's going to be number 3 on Curtis Beck. He doesn't like the call, but that will be his third personal foul. Well, that's going to force Wade Leonard to check back into the game. But for right now, Kurt Beck's going to have to stay in there. You see if Marysville will go right at him, trying to pick up his fourth. And then we're going to get a travel. So Kurt's going to have to come out. Wade Leonard back in there. So right now it's Abe Hilbert, Wade Leonard, McWilliams, Hike, and Beck. Lutz and Kurt Beck each with 3. Hermish with 3. So 3 starters with 3 fouls right now for Nemo Central. Hike dribbles to the right baseline. Flicks it back out on top to Marcus Beck. Into the corner, Leonard. He'll spot for a 3. It's too strong. Rebound tapped out of bounds by McWilliams. And so it'll be Marysville basketball. Lauer going to come back in for the Bulldogs. And actually before that, we're going to get a full timeout by Coach Brown. Full timeout, 2:21 to go in the first half. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. If you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, many flavors. 2:21 to go, 31-24. Marysville leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of 3 people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
.221 to go in the first half, 31-24. Marysville leads DeMaul Central. Ton of fouls here in this first half. We've got over 20 of them. Two sides are still, as mentioned, .221 remaining. A ton of free throws. I would say there's probably been 25 free throws shot between the two sides already in this game. We'll get those totals on our Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. That's coming up. Marysville will have the basketball out of the timeout, leading by 7. The Bulldogs moving from left to right. Otot, as the ball pokes free, gets it back out near the timeline. Good defense by McWilliams. Otot now in trouble. Gets it back to Rhett Williams. Off to Lauer now as we approach 2 minutes to go in the half. Pass inside. Otot nearly traveled with it. Now he backs it back out in the left corner. Out to the wing now is Otot, guarded tightly by McWilliams. You got to be careful. That's close to a 5-second count, but Otot is able to get away. Now a ball poked free, loose on the floor. Rhett Williams has it. Off to Lauer, wide open, left corner, three, buried. Second three of the night for Jack Lauer. He's got 8, and the lead is the biggest of the night. It's up to 10 for Marysville with 1:35 to go. Marcus Beck on the left corner, holds the ball high above his head. Here's Hilbert inside. Drives in, had a ball poked free, tipped away, missed the shot, got it back, and now we're going to foul inside going against Marysville. That will be against Rook Williams. That's just his first. That's the difference between these two teams, though. Marysville is going about 10 guys deep. Female Central typically goes maybe about 7. That's it. It's going to send Hilbert to the free throw line. He nails the first, his first point of the night. Abe is 0 for 4 heading into this game, but he makes that one. So that's his first make of the season. And he makes the second, so he drills both. So Hilbert's on the board. 34-26 Marysville, 1:20 to go in the first half. Pass inside. Williams wasn't looking for it. It's taken by Nemal Central. 8th turnover for the Bulldogs. Hike into the fourth court. Dribbles between the legs. Shakes it back out on top to Marcus Beck. Here's Leonard now left of the wing. Gets a screen from Beck. Up on top to Hilbert. Right side of the floor now to McWilliams. This is the group that's going to be out of their majority of the rest of this first half and probably some most of the third quarter. And we get a foul as McWilliams with the drive inside. That's going to be on Otot. That'll be his third. So now 2 free throws coming for Sam McWilliams. Nemo Central into the bonus. Nemo Central has shot the ball well from the free throw line. Air now 10 of 11 from the line. McWilliams makes the first. And Peyton Smith checks back into the game for Otot with those 3 fouls. Williams, second one. He missed it. Rebound to Marysville. Under a minute to go, the Bulldogs with the basketball and a 6-point advantage. Nice pass inside, but it goes through the hands of Smith and out of bounds. Jefferson had a nice lead, but Smith just didn't look it all the way in. So that'll be the 9th turnover on the Bulldogs. So the Thunder, after trailing by 10, and all the foul trouble they've dealt with, only down by 6 and with the basketball. Excuse me, down by 7 with the basketball. Here's the ball stolen away from Height. 6th turnover for the Thunder. 30 seconds now. Marysville holds it. Rhett Williams down on top, dribbles it around. He's got a mismatch against Hilbert. Jesperson now with it. Dribbles inside. Has the ball poked free, but they're going to get a foul on Height, which will be his second. So I'm going to send Jesperson to the free throw line. He is 4 for 5 from the stripe. And he knocks down the first. Evan Tomer back into the game. And a second free throw by Jesperson misses wide left. So the Thunder with the basketball trailing 35-27 with 17 seconds to go. Hike right of the wing. Now left side of the floor to McWilliams, and he'll dribble it out to the logo. 10 seconds now. McWilliams still with it, the logo at 7. Dribbles right side, hands off to Leonard at 4, to Beck at 3. Beck, turnaround spinning shot is off the back rim, no good, and that's how the first half comes to a close. So one half in the books. Marysville looking to pull the upset. The Bulldogs, 35. Nemo Central, 27. Take a timeout. We'll come back with first half stats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime of this Meanwhile Central Thunder Classic second night of action game, 35-27. Marysville leads Nemaha Central. Johnny came back with you. Chance, our man back in the studio, is taking care of us. And, well, Marysville just made more free throws, shot more free throws in the first half. That was it. It was a ton of fouls. Not a much flow to the game whatsoever, as there was 35 free throws shot between the two sides in that first half. Look at the first half statistics. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with the Thunder. They finished with 6 turnovers, did not hit a 3 in the first half. 11 of 13 from the free throw line. Marcus Beck, by the way, with 14, but the Thunder with 3 starters with 3 fouls in that first half. Carter Lutz, Curtis Beck, and Cole Hermish all with 3. Curtis Beck had 8 points for the Thunder, 2 for Carter Lutz, 1 for Sam McWilliams, and 2 for Ava Hilbert. Marysville, meanwhile, they finished with 9 turnovers, 3 threes. They were 16 of 22 from the free throw line in the first half. 22 free throws for the Bulldogs in the first 2 quarters of play. Several guys chipping in, Jack Lauer, Sam Jesperson, each with 8, 7 for Peyton Smith, 6 for Will Otot, 4 for Rhett Williams, and 2 for Rook Williams for Marysville. So that gives us our halftime score again. Marysville 35, Meanwhile Central 27. It's going to take another timeout. We'll come back and try to find scores of other games around the area, and then we'll get set to start the third quarter. But again, here at halftime, it's 35-27. Meanwhile Central trails Marysville by 8 here on the MIC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called rate lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control. To take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon. KNZA.
Welcome back here to Nemaul Central High School. We're just about set to start the third quarter between Nemaul Central and Marysville. Johnny came back with you. We'll see if we can find some scores of other games. Don't really have much updates yet. There was only one game, though, from Sabetha from earlier that we didn't have. That was the girls. We got that score earlier, 54-42. Sabetha girls lose. Holton girls fall to Bonner Springs, 39-30. Our first game tonight, Atchison beat Jackson Heights, 70-54. And we haven't had any updates from Oskaloosa. So we'll see if we can find the updates from that. ready to start the third quarter. It will be the difference to see if there will be more free throws continue to be shot by both sides and more foul trouble for both sides, because right now Nemo Central is going to start the second half with three guys and three starters in foul trouble, with Luce, Curtis Beck, and Hermish, all with three, two for McWilliams as well, and two for Hike, two for Leonard. So up and down the roster, Nemo Central dealing with foul trouble tonight. Really, Marcus Beck is the only guy that has not dealt with foul trouble, and that's a good thing because he's the leading scorer for the Thunder, and for good reason, he's got 14 tonight. The Thunder will start with the basketball. They'll have that original starting five out there, and they'll move from left to right here in the second half. Marysville starts in a man-to-man. Curtis Beck dribbles into the right corner. Now back-to-back out to Marcus. West side of the floor. Now McWilliams out on top. Dribbles all the way to the right baseline. Reverses dribble. Back out. Shoots it up on top. This is Marcus Beck. Out to Kurt. Pumps on a jumper. Now drives in. Shot off the window is good. Coming in one. Good job by Kurt to sidestep the defender and take the contact and still get it off the backboard and in. And that's going to be on Rupe Williams his second. So a single free throw coming up here for Kurt Beck, and he got it. So 11 for Curtis. 35-30 is the lead for Marysville, and then they turn it right over. It's an easy pass for Curtis Beck to pick off. That's turnover number 10 for the Bulldogs. Loose up on top. Dribbles to the right side. Pull up 15-footer is buried. Rhythm jumper by Carter Lutz gives him four. Starting lineup back out there. The Thunder have a little something going to start this third quarter. 35-32, Marysville. Now a steal. This is Curtis Beck again. He'll drive in. Stop. Flick it up. Got it. Cut the basket and one. He had it knocked free somehow with one hand. Just poked it high off the window and got it to fall through as he got fouled. So that'll be on Rhett Williams, his first. And to the free throw line for one is Curtis Beck. And he makes it. So that'll quickly tie him with his twin brother, Marcus Beck, for the team high. 14 points. And we are tied at 35. So it was an eight-point lead at intermission, but it's quickly a 35-35 tie. Williams inside, gets blocked, got it back, now pokes in the corner. Williams still with it. That's Rhett. He'll drive inside, flick up a wild shot. It's not there, and the Thunder will bring it the other way. Kurt Beck in transition. Dribbles to the top of the key, hands it to Marcus on the left wing. Now Lutz way out on the left wing. Gets the back left wing to Marcus. Up on top, Hermish. Dribble hand off to Lutz. He'll pump on a three. Now step back. Another 15-footer. This one is short. Offensive rebound, though, for McWilliams. He'll hammer. Go back up. Got it blocked. Ball loose on the floor and picked up by Williams. This is Rook. He'll give it off to Otot. Marysville will slow it back up. Game caught at 35. Hook Williams to the left baseline. Stops. Kicks the cross court up on top. Lauer, a straightaway three. Yep. Third three of the night for Jack Lauer. He's got 11. 38-35, Marysville, 6:05 to go. Third quarter action, back on top of the basketball. Kurt Beck, now McWilliams. Marysville still in a tight man-to-man. Marcus Beck gets the left side of the floor to Kurt. And now Luke left wing, up on top, Hermish. Dribble handoff to Kurt. He'll get all the way to the right corner, pick it up. Feed it back out to Luke. Now a ball poked free. Getting it back, though, is Kurt. Now Marcus. Back to Luke. Thought about a top of the key three. Now back to back out and hands it off to Marcus. Good defense by Marysville. Hermish drives right side. There's a float inside, but it's stolen away. Rhett Williams comes up with it. That's turnover number 7 for the Thunder. 5:18 to go. Third quarter, 38-35, Marysville. Up on top, it's Rhett. Ends it off to Otot, back in the center circle. Right side of the floor to Rhett. Looking for Lauer on a cut, not there. Now Otot between the rings. Otot nearly traveled with it, now he has it stolen away. Kurt Beck. Kurt drives in, flicks it up with the right hand, and banks it off the window and in. 16 points for Kurt Beck. 8 of them here in the first 3.5 minutes of the third quarter. 38-37 Marysville, 4:40 remaining third quarter. Peyton Smith in the right corner. Thunder now in his zone. Smith has it poked free, got it back, falls to the floor, and gets it out to Rhett Williams. He'll drive right baseline, stop, kick it back out to Otak. Now this is Rook Williams. He'll drive, flick up a shot that's not there. Offensive rebound for Peyton Smith. His follow missed it. Fight for the rebound is yanked away by McWilliams. A lot of contact. Here comes McWilliams now the other way. Crosses over in transition. A lot of contact. Still no whistle. 4:10 to go in the third quarter, and Emo Central will hold on to it. Curtis Beck drives baseline, flips it off the window, and in. 18 points for Curtis Beck. 10 of them here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. 39-38. Emo Central now leads by one. An extended 2-3 zone now being applied by the Thunder with a one-point advantage. And it saves some potential foul trouble as they dealt with the entire first half. Still three fouls on Lutz, Kurtbeck, and Hermish. Otak drives in, and he gets fouled. That's going to be on Hermish. That's the score. It might be on Marcus, though. If it's on Marcus, just his second. And it is going to be on Hermish. That's number four. So the free throw line here is Otak. Two shots, first one's in there. Otak now 5 of 6 from the free throw line in the game. As Hermish is going to have to come out, Cooper hike back in. One more free throw now for Otak, who's got 7 points in the game, and make it 8. So 8 for Otak. Thomas Barron's going to come into the game to replace Rhett Williams. 3:36 to go in the third. It's 40-39 Marysville. This game doesn't feel like it's going to come down to the wire. Kurt back out on top. Left side of the front court to Luke. Now Marcus up on top. Hike spins, bats it off, gives it off to Luke. He'll drive in, reverse dribble, and back out to McWilliams. Marysville doing a great job. Now a little back cut. Beck runs over a couple people. And gets it out to Luth, and he knocks down a 3-7 for Carter Luth. And with 3:05 to go in the third, it's 42-40 Newall Central. Marysville faithful wanted a charge on that last possession. Didn't get it. And Luth made him pay with a 3. Otak against his 2-3 zone. Gets it right side to Jefferson. His 3 is in and out. Good. High rebound by Curtis Beck. Here he comes. Kurt across the timeline, spins, kicks it off left side to Marcus. Down low, pass going away. Into the hands of Otak. 8 turnovers now for Nemal Central. Otak, pressured by Lutz, gets it back. Now into the right corner. This is Behrens up on top to Tomer. Now Jesperson left of the wing. He'll back it back out with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Marysville right now trails by 2. Good pressure by McWilliams, and we'll get a timeout by Coach Brown. Full timeout. We'll take this break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Visit them online at popcorngifts.net. 2:14 to go, third quarter, 42-40. The Thunder lead it here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 42-40. Nemo Central leads Marysville. We're just past the midway point here of quarter number 3. And with 2:14 to go, it'll be Marysville basketball here in the third quarter. Otak out there with Jesperson, Tomer, Lauer, and Rook Williams. So Nemo Central is going to stay in this extended 2-3 zone. They've ran it pretty well so far here in the third quarter. They were strictly man-to-man the first half, but too much foul trouble has just recently forced the hand of 26-year head coach John Thomas to go to this zone. Here's a 3 by Lauer. It's short. Offensive rebound, though, for Otis. Great job of driving in. And now he has the ball poked free, but they're going to get a foul. No, a travel. They're going to call it travel. That's good defense by Hike. And the 11th turnover for Marysville. And Coach Brown is beside himself. So 42-40, the Thunder lead and have the basketball with 1:45 to go, third quarter. Both sides getting a little testy now. Cooper Hike in the left corner. Reverses dribble, hands it back out on top to Kurt Beck. And Kurt Travel. Yep, that's an easy call for the official right in front of him. 9 turnovers now for the Thunder. So Marysville with the basketball now down by 2. Lauer on the point out on top. Flicks the right side to Jesperson, and Marysville is going to work it around the perimeter against his zone. No Todd on the right corner. Nothing there. One dribble into the corner now to Williams. Back out on top, Jesperson up the O-tie. Got it on the right wing. Now he'll back it out deep in the right front court. 1:12 to go in the third quarter, and we'll get a quick chippy buck foul called against Seamall Central's Marcus Beck. Just his second foul. Peyton Smith back into the game for Rook Williams. And we'll also see Rhett Williams back into the game for Marysville. As Tomer will take a seat. Jesperson will be the sugar man from the baseline with 1:09 to go, third quarter. But a much better pace to this third quarter compared to that first half. Marysville just playing keep away out on top for right now. Looking to start the offense working around this perimeter. Lauer between the rings. Left side of the floor to Otis. He'll get to the foul line. Kick it right side of the floor. Jesperson, a three-pointer. Yep. 11 for Jesperson, his second three of the night. And it's 43-42 Marysville with 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. Marysville, a couple of heartbreaking losses this year to Hiawatha. Both of them on last-second shots. One of them came last night, 64-61. Out of the legs, feel now for the Bulldogs, playing a back-to-back. Hike between the rings. Gets it left of the front court to Marcus Beck. Nice back cut to Kurt, and he'll try to slam it with the right hand, but he got blocked by the rim. He had the height, but he just left it short, and now the other way comes Marysville. Smith gets blocked and fouled. And that's going to be on Hike. That will be his third, and it will send Peyton Smith to the free throw line, so potential 4-point swing. If Smith can nail these 2 free throws. First one on the way. Left it short. 5 of 7 from the free throw line is Smith tonight. As Wade Leonard is going to check back into the game for Hike. And Otis going to take a quick breather. As I think Rook Williams was the one that came in. So a single free throw here for Smith. And he missed them both. Here comes Seamall Central now the other way. Lutz quickly in transition. Gets cut off in the left corner. Now reverses dribble to the baseline. Flicks up a wild shot with the right hand. It's not there. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. A good awareness by Lutz to just dribble quickly to the other end. At the end of 3, Seamall Central is going to trail by 1. Fourth quarter when we come back. Should be a good one. 43-42. Marysville leads it. We return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter. Johnny came back with you courtside. Immediately Marysville with the basketball. Nice little back cut and put up and in by Lauer. Another going to foul underneath going on Nemaw Central. So they're going to count the basket for Lauer, and then they're going to get a foul on Peyton Smith shoving off after the shot went up. So Smith will pick up his second, but they will count the basket for Lauer. That'll give him 13 and make it 45-42 Marysville. It's early on into the fourth quarter. Curtis back with the basketball, dribble to the left wing. Puts it up on top to Leonard. And now here's Marcus out on top. He'll dribble the lane and run over a man. No contact. Leonard now, an open look for a three. It's short. Rebound will go into the hands of Marysville. Lauer the other way. He gets double-teamed across half court. Now he picks up the dribble. And he'll give it to the baseline to Smith. Smith rips through, gets to the baseline, then just lost the basketball. It's into the hands of McWilliams. That's turnover number 12 for the Bulldogs. 3-point lead for Marysville with 7 minutes to go in the game. Evolve Central has dealt with foul trouble all night long. Did they find a way to pull this one out? 8-1 on the year. Only lost to the number two ranked team in the state, Royal Valley. Carter loose, drives to the baseline and flicks up a shot off the window and in. That gives him 9. Makes it 45-44 with Otah set to check into the next dead ball. Marysville with a 1-point lead, continuing to work. And now into a man-to-man is Nemaw Central. They were in a zone the majority of the third quarter, pretty much the entire third quarter, now back into a man. Lauer dribbles right lane line, flicks it out, has it stolen away by Luke. Carter drives left side, and he gets bumped and fouled. That's going to be on Jesperson, his second, and it will be Nemaw ball from the baseline. Otah back in for Rook Williams. And Leonard will trigger it in. Gets it into Lutz on the left wing. Pumps on a three. Dribbles to the baseline. Now reverses dribble and kicks it back out to Marcus on the left wing. Leonard between the circles. Kicks it back left side to Lutz. Now to the baseline. Here's Kurt Beck. Goes in and nearly dunks it home, but he just flicks it over the front of the rim and in. That'll give Kurt 20 for the night. 46-45, the Thunder lead now with 6 minutes remaining. Marysville has gone a little bit cold here in the second half. They need a bucket big time here. Smith, right of the wing, kicks it off to Lauer. A deep three, bang! 16 for Jack Lauer, and it's 48-46 Marysville. 5:45 to go in the game now. Back and forth we go. I tell you, Marysville is not a 2-6 team, but that's their record shows right now, and I will fight for a loose ball. Jump ball with a possession arrow, keeping it with the Thunder. Marysville could easily be 4-4 right now. And after the jump ball, Jefferson's going to check out. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Nemaw Central. A quick 30, we'll take the break with them. 5:35 to go. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 48-46, Marysville with the lead on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So out of the timeout, 5:35 to go in the game, 48-46. Marysville with the lead, but Nemaw Central with the basketball. Bulldogs do out the possession error after Nemaw just got a jump ball. Thunder with it out on top with Wade Leonard. Now in the left wing with the basketball is McWilliams. One dribble off to Luke. Steps into a three-pointer. Bang! Third three of the night for Carter Luce. That gives him 12. And it's 49-48. Nemaul Central takes the lead. Back and forth we go. 5:05 to go. Brett Williams gets in the middle of the lane. Stops, kicks it off to Root. Picks it up, gets it off to Jefferson. I look for a three, too strong. Offensive rebound, it's actually going to be tapped out, and it will be Nemaul Central basketball. Thunder with a one-point advantage will have the possession. We under now 5 minutes to go. Nearly a travel out on top by Kurt Beck, but it gets to Marcus. McWilliams on the left wing to the left baseline. Short corner to Kurt Beck. He'll back it out to the deep corner. Now McWilliams out near the timeline. Dribbles right side. Hands it off to Luke. Letter now between the rings. Left side of the McWilliams. Up on top. Ball poked free, but back into the hands of Kurt Beck. Now Luke two steps in front of the timeline. Free throw line. This is Kurt Marcus Beck. He drives in, missed a bunny, tipped back up and in by Curtis Beck. 22 for Curtis Beck, and it's 51-48, Nemaul Central. 4 minutes to go, midway point of court number four. Lauer crosses over, gets it out to Otot, right ahead of the circle. He'll shake free, now get it off to Rook Williams in the left wing. A lot of contact, no whistle, and now Lauer out on top, nearly had a poke free, gets it back, steps through, gets in the lane, now goes between the legs, and gets bumped and fouled by McWilliams. That will be the third on Sam. And the team foul number four. Peyton Smith's going to come back into the game now for Marysville. He'll replace Rook Williams. And Coach John Thomas is going to take a timeout. Full timeout, we'll take this one. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for the perfect snack in your own living room or at the concession stand, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Many flavors. Visit them online at popcorngifts.net. 51-48, Nemaul Central leads. Maryville will have the basketball. We come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KNZA.
51-48 out of the timeout. Nemaul Central with a three-point advantage with just under 4 minutes to go. 3:45 to be exact. Now the Bulldogs will have the basketball from the baseline. Otop will be the trigger man from the short right corner. Still looking. Finally just tossed it into the right corner to Jesperson. He'll pick up the dribble and give it out on top to Rhett Williams. Lauer now right of the front court. Dribbles to the right elbow. Spins to the free throw line. Gets inside and get an offensive foul. Say he hooked around, so Lauer will pick up his third. Now we're going to see Rook Williams back into the game. He'll replace Smith. So it'll be kind of an offense-defense substitution a little bit. For Marysville, 3:32 remaining, a three-point lead for Nemaul. McWilliams, Leonard, the two Beck twins, and Carter Luce, the five out there on the floor for Coach John Thomas. Williams between the rings, flicks left side to Luce. He rips through, drives baseline, flicks it inside, but the ball stolen away by Otot. And he throws it off of the Thunder and out of bounds. That'll be turnover number 10 officially for the Thunder. As Peyton Smith checks back in for Root. So 3:15 to go. Marysville with the basketball trailing by three. Out on top of the basketball is Smith. He'll dribble to the wing and kick it back between the circles. Left side to Lauer. Nice pass inside to Smith. And he gets shoved from behind by Marcus Beck for his third foul. So at the baseline, Marysville will have it. Jesperson will be the trigger man. Inside to Smith. From the block, he lays it up and in. Pretty pass and a great finish by Peyton Smith gives him 9. 51-50. Nemaha Central leads by 1 with 2:50 to go. Kurt Beck drives all the way inside. He missed a layup. Fight for the rebound. He got it back and sticks it up and in. Good hustle by Kurt Beck. He's got 24. Coach Brown not happy with the officiating crew, but the three-point lead again for Nemaha Central with 2:30 remaining. 53-50. Rhett Williams out on top. Hands to Jesperson. Now Otak. Dribbles all the way to the right wing. Guarded tightly by Leonard. Otak still with it. Flicks it near side to Rhett Williams. 2:12 to go. Still a ton of time. Otak on the left wing. Flicks it up on top to Smith. Back to Lauer. He wanted a three-pointer, but he didn't get it in time. So now we'll drive. Spin at the line. Pick it back out to Otak. Now Williams. An open look for a three-pointer. It's well short. And Williams will have the offensive rebound. Kicks it back off to Otak. He'll drive in. Stop. Feed it off to Smith, and he lost it out of bounds. Good look by Otak, but Williams wasn't ready for the basketball, so it'll be turnover number 14 for the Bulldogs. And it'll bring Rook Williams back into the game for Smith. So there's going to be offense-defense between Smith and Rook Williams. 1:48 to go, a three-point lead for Nemaha Central. Still plenty of time. Thunder need to hold on to it. Marysville looking for a timeout. Actually, no, Nemaha Central will get the timeout first. It'll be a quick 30-second timeout. We'll keep this one here. 1:40 remaining in the game. It's 53-50. So you look ahead for both of these teams. Nemaha Central will take tomorrow off, and they'll be back in action on Thursday night for what should be another tough game against Hiawatha at 7:30. That follows Atchison St. Mary's Academy. Tonight, Marysville will take the break until Saturday. I got the loss last night to Hiawatha by 3, 64-61. So they're looking to go to avoid going 0-2. If they go 0-2, they'd be in the 3:30 game more than likely on Saturday against Jackson Heights. Actually, they end up calling it a full timeout. Nonetheless, we'll still keep it here. 53-50 to score. Right now, St. Mary's Academy is 1-0. They will play again on Thursday against Atchison, who is 1-0. Iowatha 1-0 as well. So three teams 1-0. The winner of this game will... If it's Nemaha Central, they'll be 1-0 in this tournament as well. So there'll be some things to look at after Thursday night. So 1:40 to go out of the timeout, 53-50. And it's Nemaha Central basketball leading by 3. Carter Lutz will hold on to it out on the right of the front court, guarded tightly by Rook Williams. Gets it off right side of the floor to Marcus Beck. Now Leonard, left side to Lutz. Marysville, kind of an extended, like a 3-2 look at a zone almost, but it is very, very extended. Lutz gets in the middle of the lane, kicks it out to Leonard, and now off to Marcus Beck. Beck drives in. I think Marysville tried to foul, but they didn't get a call. And now Kurt Beck drives in, still didn't get a call. And now Kurt has it back to the timeline with 1:05 to go. Beck in trouble, and now he gets bumped and fouled by Otak. So Marcus Beck gets hit with that foul. That's only the 16th foul. And so that's on Will Otak. That's going to be his fourth. He's going to come out of the game for just a quick second. 1:01 to go. Nemaha Central with the basketball. They'll be shooting free throws on the next foul. Marcus Beck gets it off to Carter Luke. Now here's Kurt. He picks up the dribble in trouble, and we're going to get a foul and a cheap one on Jesperson. That'll be his third, and that's going to send Curtis back to the free throw line for a 1-1 as Otak comes back in. Kurt is 4 of 5 from the free throw line in the game and 68% from the stripe on the year. And he missed it. So Marysville will have it down by just three, but only 40 seconds to go. Don't need a three if you're Marysville. Jack Lauer out deep in the right front court. Gets it off to Williams. Hands it off to Otai. Otai dribbles to the baseline. Stop. Feeds it inside to Williams. He'll stop. Power dribble. Stop. Go up and lay it in. Six for Rhett Williams. And now we're going to get a timeout by Coach Brown before Nemal Citrus can inbound it. And we'll take this one with him. 22.6 to go in the game. It's 53-52. Nemal Central leads by one on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HineandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
KNZA.
Seconds to go in the game, 53-52. Nemal Central leads them. And they have the basketball. Marysville looking to put some pressure on. Don't have to necessarily foul right away, so a little bit of time. But you got to be very aggressive. Get into Lutz in the backcourt. Now Kurt Beck picks up the dribble. Gives it off to Luke. Trying to foul him, but instead they flick it back off to Kurt. They're trying to get a foul now. 13 seconds. And finally, they're going to reach in on Luce as Lauer picks up the foul. That'll be his fourth. And it'll send Carter Luce to the free throw line for a 1-1. He's 2-for-2 tonight, 64% on the year. No matter what, it's going to be a one-possession game. Lutz, free throw, yes. Head off the front of the rim and rolled over and in. 13 for Lutz, one more free throw. This would make it a three-point game. Big free throw right here. And he drills it. 14 for Lutz. Coach Thomas going to take a full timeout. We'll take it one final one. 11.8 to go in the game, 55-52. The Thunder lead on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of three people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout. 3-point lead for Nemaha Central. Marysville is going to have it at the far end of the floor. So now the decision for Nemaha Central is, do you foul? I think there's still too much time right now to foul. But if Marysville gets it up the floor and gets it under maybe 5 seconds or so, that's when you might think about giving a foul because you got one to get. Actually, I guess Nemaha Central can be very, very aggressive. And Coach Brown is going to take a timeout as they get it up into the forecourt. So 9.7 seconds now. It's a full one. We'll just keep this one here. It'll be all right. 9.7 seconds. You look at options. Lauer is probably the guy you want taking the shot. He's hit 4 3-pointers tonight. Sam Jesperson's hit a couple of them. Other than that, those are the only two guys that have hit 3-pointers this evening on the year. It is, again, Lauer and Jesperson leading the way. Lauer had 11 made threes coming into this game. Jesperson had 8. The next closest player had 2 of them, and that was Peyton Smith and Barron's each with 2. So Otak will be out there for Marysville along with Lauer. I would expect Rhett Williams and Smith to be out there as well. Well, it's decision time if you're Nemaha Central. Some coaches have different philosophies, but 9.7 seconds. Some coaches would go ahead and foul, and I would say if you're Nemaha Central here, you still have the foul to give, so use it. And Meg Mary's about to take it out of bounds again. And then you can even think about fouling again to put him at the line. So 9.7 on the clock. Marysville with the basketball. Trailing 55-52. They're not going to guard the basketball, so Jefferson will have a free toss in. Gets it into Otot on the top of the key. He'll drive in. 6 seconds now. Out to Otot. He'll stop. Give it to right side Jefferson. A three on the way. Nearly banked in, but he's not going to get it. And that's going to be it. Final score. Nemaha Central survives at 55-52. The Thunder are 9-1 on the year. They start the Thunder Classic 1-0. What a good victory and what a good high school basketball game that came down to the wire. But the Thunder survive as Jefferson misses the banked in three from the right wing at the buzzer. 55-52 the final. Take a post-game timeout. We'll come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha has an opening for a full-time teller. If you would like to join a fast-paced working environment with great people and excellent benefits, this may be the job for you. High school diploma or equivalent is required. Come see Regina at the main bank at 610 Oregon Street in Hiawatha for an application. Applications accepted until the position is filled. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company is an equal opportunity employer. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Back in Nemaha Central High School one final time. Johnny came back with you courtside. The final score, Nemaha Central 55, Marysville 52. A good one from start to finish tonight. But Nemaha Central, after trailing majority of the game, finds a way to hold on to win it and improve to 9-1 on the year, 55-52. Marysville started out this game hot. They led 18-13 after one, and by 7 at halftime. And Nemaha Central came back, tied the game quickly in the third quarter in the first couple of minutes, trailed 43-42 going into the fourth, but in the end, Nemaha Central gets a couple of buckets, big ones by Carter Lutz, to win it 55-52. Those are the final numbers. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Marysville. They dropped to 2-7 overall on the year, 14 turnovers, 6 three-pointers, 18 of 27 from the free throw line, led in scoring by Jack Lauer with 16, Sam Jesperson with 11, 9 for Peyton Smith, 8 for Will Otot, 6 for Rhett Williams, and 2 for Rook Williams. So again, Marysville now will have the rest of the week off. They'll be back in action on Saturday. They'll play in the first game of the day at 3:30. Nemaha Central, meanwhile, 9-1 on the year. They had 10 turnovers, 2 threes, 15 of 17 from the free throw line. That was a big difference in tonight's game. Curtis Beck led the way with 24 points, 14 apiece for Carter Luth and Marcus Beck. 2 points for Ada Hilbert and a single free throw for Sam McWilliams. So again, the Thunder, their start 1-0. They'll be back in action on Thursday against Hiawatha. That'll be the 7:30 game here in Seneca. One more thing to do, let's pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and I think it's a pretty easy decision tonight. Curtis Beck, 24 points for the 9-1 Thunder. He is going to be our player of the game. Earlier tonight, Atchison picked up a 70-54 victory over Jackson Heights, so the Phoenix, they are 1-0, and they'll have St. Mary's Academy on Thursday to see if they can make it to the championship game, as in that game, it was Trey Carter scoring 24 points to be our player of the game there. So that's going to wrap things up from Nemaha Central High School. Check out MSCSports.net tomorrow. We'll have updated brackets and an updated schedule of what games we will be doing the rest of the week. And so, again, that'll be up at MSCSports.net tomorrow. We'll also have more locker room chats again tomorrow and Thursday night. But for Chance taking care of us back in the studios, Chance, thank you so much. Again, final scores tonight. Atchison beats Jack tonight 70-54, and Nemaha Central outlast Marysville 55-52. I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here for Nemaha Central High School. You've been listening to High School Basketball and the Thunder Classic here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. This has been